Dr. Pinsky dictating MLIMA on February 23, regarding Scott, S-C-O-T-T, Fitzel, F-I-T-Z-E-L. Scott Fitzel is a 41-year-old male who reports he sustained multiple injuries in a work-related motor vehicle collision on 12-8-17. He was the restrained driver of a work van that was struck on the left front side by a car. He did not strike his head or experience loss of consciousness. He believes he injured his hand, elbow, neck, upper and lower back, but did not go to the emergency room afterwards. He had further evaluation and treatment, including surgery on his right elbow and his neck. He is no longer receiving any active treatment. He added that he still has numbness in his hands, pain in the elbow, and pain in his back and hips. New paragraph. As per the treatment records provided, Mr. Fitzel underwent an EMG by Dr. Sharitz on 2/28/18. We're not in receipt of his early contemporaneous treatment notes. Dr. Sharitz wrote he had right arm pain and paresthesias. Those results will be inserted here. New paragraph on 6/6/18. Dr. Sharitz wrote he had a fractured nose and three left shoulder injuries. One was after being struck with a forklift at work, another one hit by a taxi cab, and a third in which he was stabbed in the left shoulder. Presently, he described being struck by a car which had stopped abruptly in front of him. There was no airbear deployment or loss of consciousness. He was seen at U.S. Healthcare and referred to Rothman Orthopedics for concerns about right lateral epicondylitis. Surgery was recommended pending clarification of his neurologic status. The petitioner reported persistent numbness in the fingers and forearm on the right. 2/28/18, EMG. Was unremarkable. On exam, he had tenderness in the right ulnar groove. Without tenellus phenomenon there or at the wrist. Dr. Sharitz wrote the distribution of the sensory symptoms is somewhat overlapping with elements including the radial nerve. However, the electrodiagnostic study of the radial nerve and remainder of the arm was unremarkable. A more proximal mild brachial plexus stretch injury appears less likely. Because of the persistent symptoms, a cervical MRI was requested. He was going to contact the office when it was available for review. Dr. Sharitz also initiated him on Neurontin. New paragraph, he did undergo a cervical spine MRI on 6/14/18. That will be inserted here. As marked, this includes several findings from the body of the report. On 6/20/18, he returned to Dr. Sharitz's office and was seen by Dr. Rivlin, R-A-V-L-I-N. The copy of his notes are barely legible. He evidently performed a surgical procedure of some sort. At follow-up with Dr. Sharitz on 6/17/18, he noted Mr. Fitzel had right elbow tendon repair and appears to be doing well with this. He had not yet been cleared to return to work by orthopedics. Medication adjustments were made. He saw Dr. Sharitz 3/11/7/18. He surmised that the orthopedist from Rothman, dealing with his right elbow surgery, has now essentially signed off the case. Period. He was evaluated again, and Dr. Scherz ordered him to taper his Neurontin, as this was causing side effects. But he also recommended orthopedic evaluation for the cervical spine through the Rothman group, as they are familiar with his overall situation. Period. He deemed the petitioner had reached maximum medical improvement from a neurologic standpoint. Period. New paragraph. 1-6-2019, Dr. Rivlin indeed performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. On 1-29-19, Dr. Garla, G-A-R-L-A, performed medical clearance. Pretty ascertained a history of elbow surgery in 2018, as well as left shoulder arthroscopy in 2002. Period. At that juncture, he was working full duty. Period. He was cleared to undergo surgery. Period. On 2-15-19, he did undergo surgery by Dr. Nguyen to be inserted here. Period. On 4-10-19, Dr. Wang performed another surgery to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. On 10-22-19, he underwent an MRI of the thoracic spine and lumbar spine, both to be inserted here. Period. He had already undergone a cervical spine MRI on 6-14-18 that was also available for review. Period. New paragraph. I try to put this where it goes chronologically. On 9-11-20, he was actually seen by Dr. Nguyen. Period. He had last been seen in October 2019. Period. He performed anterior cervical discectomy and fusion at C5-6 on 2-15-19, after which he did well. Period. About a month ago, he had some return of his symptoms. Period. A repeat cervical spine MRI was ordered. Period. Dr. Nguyen's interpretation of an undated cervical spine MRI will also be inserted as marked. Period. Dr. Nguyen reviewed the new MRI results with him on 10-2-20. Period. Physical therapy was rendered concurrent with treatment by Dr. Nguyen. Period. He opined further treatment was indicated and referred the petitioner for pain management for possible epidural injection. Period. Dr. Nguyen rendered ongoing care through 3-12-21, period. He ordered another electrodiagnostic study of the upper extremities, period. This was completed on 12-17-20 to be inserted. Dr. Nguyen reviewed these results with him on 1-22-21, period. His pain was somewhat better after being on vacation. Period. He did have an epidural injection at C4-6. Period. Dr. Nguyen described the EMG revealed the right C6-7 radiculopathy. Period. Ongoing diagnoses included herniated nucleus fulposus at C4-5, C5-6, C6-7. Period. They elected to pursue additional outpatient physical therapy. period. This afforded him some improvement, but his last visit with Dr. Nguyen was on 3/12/21 period. At that juncture, they discussed treatment options, where they were going to transition him to home exercises, period. They would hold off on further surgery until his symptoms worsened, period. He opined the petitioner had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph. 11/7/19, Dr. Mitchell performed a neurosurgical evaluation, period. Unfortunately, we are in receipt of a poor copy of that report. But this is also the case relative to his follow-up notes running through 1/14/20, period. This progress note was actually much more clear and included most of what was apparently stated in the earlier notes, period. I will mark this to be incorporated in the appropriate location. But he also noted the numerous x-rays and MRI studies that had been performed, period. He wanted to proceed with surgery for his left leg symptoms. With an L3-4 and L4-5 laminectomy with possible L5-S1 also, period. New paragraph. EMG was done on 12/17/20 to be inserted. Period. He underwent an injection on 1/11/21. Period. He was also seen by Dr. Demian, D-E-M-I-A-N, at the Pain Management Center on 1/26/21. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper, there was a healed open surgical scar about the right lateral epicondyle, period. There were healed portal scars about the left shoulder, period. He denied having a right shoulder injury, period. There was a rough texture to his hands bilaterally, period. Most of the left shoulder was full in all independent spheres, but combined active extension with internal rotation was mildly limited to T12. Period. Motion of the right shoulder with elbows, wrists, and fingers was full on all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Hands, wrists, elbows normal, shoulders normal, extremities lower normal, spine cervical. Inspection revealed a well-healed left anterior transverse scar consistent with his surgery. Period. Active flexion was to 35 degrees, thumb extension 50 degrees, and left rotation to 65 degrees. Period. Right rotation and bilateral side bending were full to 80 and 45 degrees, respectively. Period. He reported numbness in each hand when palpation of the paravertebral musculature was performed at approximately C7. Period. That section is normal. Scratch that. Sperling's maneuver was positive to the left. Period. Thoracic, he was tender in the midline at T5. Lumbosacral. When supine, he complained of low back tenderness. Period. The rest of that is normal except for he had positive axial loading for torsion and Hoover test for symptom magnification. Period. I did draw a diagram of what I think is his hand, indicating a scar on the middle finger of the left hand that was longitudinal and on its dorsum. Period. Impressions on 12/8/17. Scott Fitzel was involved in a work-related motor vehicle collision. Period. He underwent extensive diagnostic testing and treatment. This included numerous x-rays and MRI studies and specialist consultations. Brady did undergo surgery on 6/29/18 and 4/10/19 to be inserted here. Brady had another procedure or surgery was done on 2/15/19 and 1/11/21. In paragraph, he did submit to surgery on the cervical spine to be inserted. Dr. Mitchell and he agreed to pursue lumbar spine surgery, but this does not appear to have been completed. The paragraph, the current examination found there to be full range of motion of the upper extremities. There was a rough texture to the hands. Provocative maneuvers of the hands, wrists, elbows, and shoulders were negative. A decreased cervical spine range of motion and associated surgical scarring. Sperling's maneuver was positive towards the left. New paragraph, there is 12.5 to 15% permanent partial total disability referral to the cervical spine. There is 7.5% permanent partial disability referral to the statutory right arm. This is for the orthopedic residuals of lateral epicondylitis treated successfully with surgery. There is 0% permanent partial or total disability referral to the right shoulder. And that is the end of